Dish from Waitrose is an SE Creative Studio production.
Clarence Court is home to Britain's widest collection of free-range eggs since 1928. Our traditional heritage birds produce a distinctively rich and iconic yolk that takes home cooking from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Loved by chefs and favoured by foodies, each shell is stamped with its own royal crown. It's time for you to discover the wonderful world of fabulous eggs by fabulous birds. Clarence Court.
This podcast may contain some strong language and adult themes. Oh, hello, and welcome to Series 5 of Dish from Waitrose. Woo! Yeah! Series 5, Ange.
I know.
Can you believe it?
I cannot.
Thanks for always listening to it, and thanks for tuning in to Series 5. I feel like it's going to be a good one, because the guests that we have, they're on the telly a lot, and they're really famous, but don't get on your nerves.
But clever, because it's condensed how they do it.
It is. Know? The mysterious guest that we're talking about is Claudia Winkleman.
Amazing.
When did you first meet Claudia Winkleman?
Oh, I met her years ago at this event, and it was a charity event. I'd cooked the breakfast. She was there to sort of introduce and welcome everyone. And I came away from that thinking how brilliant she was.
Yeah.
Because it was like 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. She'd given up her time and everyone wanted to speak to her, because it was just when Strictly was really coming through. And she literally signed every autograph. She took every photograph. She spent time with everyone. And I walked away going, my God, that woman is just, you know, she's brilliant. Mm-hmm. I thought she was so good at that. And then we've done TV and she's good. She's
good. Yeah, because you did the
Best Home Cook.
Best Home Cook.
Yeah. And she's, and yeah, and now every time Traitors is on, I just go, oh my God, what is going to happen? And she ignores me and then she goes, see? And I go, oh my God. Yeah, so it's a lot of very, very tense in our WhatsApp messages.
Yeah. I do text her during Traitors.
Yeah, yeah.
Which obviously she's not there and it's not live.
I know.
It's like, okay. I'm like, can't believe this. Yeah. She doesn't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Now, before we get Claudia in, let's hear from one of our wonderful Dish listeners. By the way, if you do ever want to get in touch with us, you can email us about anything. dish@waitrose.co.uk. We have an email from Jerry Boy. Hi, Jerry Boy.
Is that really for Dish or is that?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Angela and Nick, most likely Angela, red wine jus. Every time I try to make it, it goes cloudy. I'm doing red wine, port, shallots, etc., then butter. How do you get a glossy or glassy red wine jus? Asks Jerry Boy. Now, before we get into this, Ange, when does a jus become a gravy?
Or vice versa? Jus is a French term for sauce.
Yes.
So it's all sauce and gravy. It's all the same thing, really.
It's the same.
Yeah.
I think a jus would be a bit thinner.
Bit thinner, yeah, maybe. But gravy probably does have the flour in it.
Thin gravy.
And certain jus you wouldn't necessarily... Like if we make a sauce at work, we don't put flour in it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I make a gravy at home, I do.
You do.
So I think he's either putting too much flour in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the thing he's doing, like he says, he puts all the shallots and everything and cooks all that down. I imagine he then adds his red wine, adds his stock, adds his port. What he needs to do is once it's all passed, ready to go, and he's happy with the flavour, then he puts his butter in, diced cold butter, whisked in at the end, and that should give it a lovely shine.
Ooh, silky.
Yep,
silky. Silky. There you go, yep. Jerry Boy. Diced cold butter.
Answers to everyone. End. Yeah, that's it.
Whisked in.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. If you have any jus worries, do email us, dish@waitrose.co.uk.
Jus worries.
Right, should we get Claude in?
Yes!
Kick off Series 5. Our guest is a guest that you and I, Ange, have wanted on Dish for ages.
From the beginning.
We've both been trying from my side and Andrew's side, and it's taken 5 series for it to happen. I have her list of food dislikes here, and it ends with, I won't eat anything wobbly. It's Claudia Winkleman!
Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Welcome.
You know what I mean about wobbly? When it has that, like...
The wobble.
Hello. Ugh. Like panna cotta or anything, or creme caramel. No, thanks.
No. Will anything wobble today, Ange?
No, nothing wobbling today.
You're fine.
I like solid.
Yeah.
I like crisp.
Yes.
Or doughy.
Yes, but not...
Wobbly.
No wobbly.
Yeah.
We're dead excited you're on, and we have wanted you on since the beginning.
Thank
Before
you so much.
Before we did Dish, we weirdly met on a barge. Do you remember?
Stop.
What, you, me and Claude?
No.
I would have remembered that.
Yeah, no, me, you and the Dish team.
Oh, yes.
To talk about who we wanted on Dish.
Yes, we did.
And we were like, we want Claudia Winkleman.
Can I just, who chose barge?
I don't know why we're on a barge. Do you remember?
I know where it was. It was, we did the photo shoots at the studio. And you know, any photo shoot in E1 and East London, it has to be in some
Canal side.
Yeah, Canal side.
Got it.
Yeah. I tried through my side. Did you actually try directly with Claudia?
I'd always say, come on in. She'll go, yeah. And I'll go, yeah.
No, because I'm always lying down.
Yeah.
So it's like major. I think I said to you, I'm happy to talk about food if I can do it horizontally. Yeah. And you're like, that's weird. Lounge. Yeah, we've got like a table, we've got a setup. I was like, okay.
Right, I do. Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks.
How are you? How is life?
Good, very good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have starving.
good.
Even though I went to a mum's, you know, a school mum's coffee morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
And had, how does everyone feel about this? Because I was mesmerised, a lemon drizzle muffin. It's a combo. Ooh. Thank you for that. Not somebody just dropped their filing.
Somebody just dropped dead.
Somebody was just like, what? I have not heard of this before. I've had lemon drizzle cake. I've had a muffin.
Yeah.
Combined. Well done, everyone.
Was it good? Was it light?
No, it was not light. Oh, it was deeply heavy. Oh. And there was some, I'm going to throw this into the mix. I also don't believe in a fondant. I think that's what it's called. There was some liquid. There was a well inside. Which I'd like to pull on that string. Uh-huh. Guys, leave it. But the outskirts, the outer rim, divine.
Yeah, I don't like a wet middle in a dessert or a muffin either. Yeah. No.
Where you're in a donut shop, what are you choosing?
Plain round.
Thank you.
No middle.
Glazed.
Yeah, glazed.
Because I found those big donuts with the endless ooze inside.
Too much.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to know what I'm doing. Glazed, no middle.
Glazed, simple. I could do a good 45 of them.
45?
No, I exaggerate. 40.
I could do 40 with you, no question. Yeah. And I tell you what they don't require, which I also love, a chew.
No.
No.
Right.
Hot. Dissolve in.
Straight down.
Like a snake. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can we send someone out now for 40 donuts?
Please.
I want to see
you
this
and I
challenge.
Could do 40. I'm
let's
happy.
Let's get some now. We'll
no
have
problem.
It for dessert. Please.
No problem.
Do we have a dessert today, Ange?
No, let's
right,
get
let's
40
get
that's what we're
we'll
doing.
Do it. Come
40.
On. We'll do it.
I'm
right.
just going to put them down my top. Yeah. Hi, 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 hi.
I really want to know what happens when you go outside, because the Claudia Winkleman look is so iconic that if I saw you in a supermarket, I'd be like, oh my God, Claudia Winkleman. What happens when you're living day-to-day life?
So nothing's ever happened to me outside. And no.
Off screen. Nothing.
Nothing. No, but here's the thing. So I'm on the tube all the time. I did a central line already twice today. I've been approached once, right? So somebody once came up to me in a bookshop and they went, oh, I've always wanted to meet you. And I was like, here we go. 32 years in telly, and it's happened. I sort of said to one of my kids, I was like, hold my bag. And I turned around and I was like, of course. I was like, what are they going to talk about? Like, you know,
happen.
Here we go. And they went, oh, thank you so much, Davina. If you could just sign
No! Let's talk about Claudia Winkleman's favourite day of the year, Mother's Day.
Yeah. This is so bad. I didn't realise I was coming in for the Mother's Day special because I have quite a strong view on Mother's Day.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, I can't stand it.
Do you tell the kids this?
If the children come even near me with anything that resembles a card, a flower, a breakfast in bed, a speech. I'm going to stop you there. Now, let me just say, if they want to unload the dishwasher and come up to me and let me lick their eyebrows, which is all I want to do, and as they get older, they have opinions about this, which I'm finding quite difficult. My eldest is 21. I'm like, just lie there and let me do it. If they can do that on the other days, if my husband wants to turn around and go, I'm not being funny, but you're amazing, and kiss me on the neck, and then make me a delicious burger. He can do that on the 12th of February.
Yeah.
He just can't do it on the 14th.
Got it. Did you ever make anything for your mums when you were at school? Do you remember on Mother's Day, you'd always have to make like a...
Yeah.
You'd make like a nest or something.
Or I'd make a heart out of pasta.
Oh!
You could do that, Angela Morano, this weekend.
You know, when you just... That's all I remember about school and art. Let's make this out of... Penne. Like, what? Are you sure? Is this art?
Yeah.
Is this art?
Is this art?
Let's just say out loud that mums are utterly brilliant, so they should be celebrated.
Yes.
But
appreciate other times,
every
not
day.
Just that one day.
You can't be an arsehole to flicking. Your mum for the other years and then get her a cake from Waitrose.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, have some flowers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. I feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Claudia, you've brought a plus one with you today.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. He's my little puppy and I can't talk to him with the normal voice.
Got to do the doggy voice.
Yeah.
And your plus one's name is?
Skip.
Skip.
Skip is little gorgeous.
And I tell you what, he lets me lick his eyebrows.
Oh, scary.
Okay, food time. We are having today roast top side of beef with Yorkshire puddings and roast potatoes.
I've never been more excited.
So
also,
excited.
Can we just say, because she's not here, because otherwise she will hate it and be mortified. There is nobody like Angela Hartnett. Am I wrong
rules.
Or am I right?
She
the,
rules.
The best food I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. I went to her restaurant. Mm-hmm. I wished I had been wearing an adult nappy. I have never eaten food. And like my whole body was just like, what are you talking about? Mushroom risotto.
It's I had delicious. A bite.
I've tried to make that before. Mm-hmm. Disgusting. Like both burnt and raw. Extraordinary. Angela, look what's coming. You're going to do a somersault.
I actually can't wait. Well, you guys worked together.
We did a show with Mary Berry.
Oh my God, what a gang.
Yeah, it was a gang. And there was a boy there.
Chris.
Thank you. I'm joking. I love him. Chris Bavin. I did that for comedic effect. I love him. And we had such a laugh, didn't we, Ange?
I loved it. I was gutted when they stopped that.
Yeah.
And how was it going to work with Ange day in, day out?
Number one, she's the funniest woman alive. And number two, she is like me. Am I allowed to say that, Angela? Like, let's not around.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, no, you loved it. Because, well, actually, they take the piss out of me here. Because I come in and go... What time
Let's
are we
go.
Finishing?
Yeah.
You know how
That's
it...
what
and,
I do.
And actually, Nick will be like, I don't mean to say anything, but, you know, just out of interest, what time are we finish? Where I'm like, come on, just tell me. Claude would love it because I'll go... She goes, you going early? I said, yeah, we need to be done by 4. She goes, yes, come on, let's go.
Because I would always go like... Not that it's a problem, because if we need to stay till 10, I would like to stay here and pick up some stuff for safety.
Yeah.
so I'm just asking. And then this one... We sometimes arrive and you just hear a shout at the cab, keep the ignition on. I was like, I love this woman. And Mary and Angela got on so brilliantly. They were just look at
wow.
you.
There we go. Give me a portion, but there's loads.
Oh my God. Wait, what is this?
Beef, roast potatoes, bit of green. You don't need to eat the greens, Claude.
I'll eat the green.
Oh. Gravy, Yorkshire pudding.
Oh what are you talking about?
What about how chic that looks as well?
It's so chic.
Isn't it?
I can't cope. Really? I tell you what I don't want to do, if that's all right, is talk. So thanks for having me.
Do you want me to ask you a really long question?
What is this green business this that is I'm eating? I can't cope.
So we've gone for topside.
Topside.
Is this the best for like a Sunday roast?
Topside, good sirloin.
Are you searing the beef?
No. So with the beef, you mix together mascavado sugar, allspice and orange zest. Mix that all together and just rub that all on the beef and then put it... in a lovely hot oven for about 30 minutes.
Because I've never put beef in the oven because I just thought it would come out great.
What did you do?
I always sear.
Okay, and then how do you cook it?
And then I put it in the oven.
Oh, right, so you don't...
But I want it with that, like, amazing, which you've got.
I'd never do a roast beef.
So do you normally have roast chicken?
Chicken, safe bet.
But if I could make this...
I'd make this.
I'd make this.
Yeah. It's just annoying if you do get a big cut of beef like this and then you ruin it and then it's a really sad Sunday for everyone. A really dry, tasteless Sunday. Yeah. And everyone's like, no, it's nice. Is there any more gravy?
Yeah.
Whereas chicken, it's like, you can't go wrong. Can I talk about these Yorkshire puddings?
Yeah.
Again... I never make a Yorkshire pudding, do you?
No, I never make a Yorkshire pudding.
No.
I'm going to do gravy in mine.
You should do that, yeah. There's plenty of gravy.
100%. So, Ange, give us the Angela Hartner key to making the best Yorkshire pudding.
Make the batter the day before.
Ooh.
So it rests. There's a lot of resting in cooking. Everyone thinks cooking's quick and fast, but actually slow is better. So rest the batter the night before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's in the batter? Eggs?
It's just eggs, milk and flour.
About
and
like
then
a professional
then. Really hot oven, of course, and make sure the fat you're using is really hot as well. And that's the key. You know, it's about temperature and then don't open the oven.
So hot fat in the tray.
In the tray.
Whack
add your mix
in.
Straight back in the oven and just let them cook.
How long?
20 minutes, you know.
But then they come out and if they're puffy, then do you lose the puff?
You've got to time it.
Oh, you see, well, that's
it's
where
one
I'm out.
Thing.
I'm out.
You're out.
That's
I'm out.
The last thing.
Thank you.
Do you think this is quite a good dinner to make on Mother's Day? It's a good, like, all-round a family favourite, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're not spending hours in the kitchen, so you can spend time with your mum. That's the ideal.
Ideal.
Yeah.
My mum's roast is the best.
There you go then. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And yeah, when she's in London or something and comes down like in the week, if it's like a Monday, I'm like,
do you roast, mum?
I know it's not tradition, but should we have a roast? Come on. Yeah.
I like a roast during the week.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah. On a Sunday, it's nice.
If you want to make the meal that we've made today, all of the ingredients used in today's show are available in your local Waitrose, of course, or online, and you can get the recipe, waitrose.com/dish recipes. We're not going to have a wine.
I can't.
Claudia's having a Ribena.
My favourite.
The wine pairing, though, Ange, what have we gone for?
We've got the Reserve du Minstral from the Perrin family. It's paired to match the flavour intensity of the roast beef.
I mean, it's a perfect combo,
perfect
isn't
match,
it?
Perfect match,
red wine and roast beef or Ribena.
I am so grateful that you guys got me Ribena.
I've not had a Ribena for decades.
Try it.
No. I don't. We found, Claudia, loads of great things that you had said in a game that we're going to call Winkleisms.
Oh my God.
Did you say this?
Yeah, just so you know, I lie all the time.
Okay.
So some of these might come as a surprise.
Claudia Winkleman cannot abide cold food.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace. Fennel.
You refuse large eggs.
Yeah, don't like them. Too showy.
You've never been to the gym?
Never.
No. You'd marry a potato?
I would. Yeah. Maris Pfeiffer?
You think limes are quite sexy?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
of course
truthful,
they are.
Yeah. You'd rather be licked by your dog than kissed by your husband's wet mouth?
Okay, that's an exaggeration. I just don't like a watery mouth.
Yeah. Watery?
I don't like it that he likes water and then he'll try and kiss me. It's all wet. I like a dry, crisp, arid mouth.
It's a total turn on. You only eat walnut whips whilst riding the tube.
I love a walnut whip. But although I will not touch the walnut. I'm not an idiot.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just the whip.
I love a walnut whip.
I love a walnut whip.
I've not had one for years. Your McDonald's order is 4 filet of fish.
I love a filet of fish, but I also like quarter pound of cheese. Hold the gherkin, please. Extra hot fries.
Okay, and finally, you said bagels are the polo mints of the carb world.
Did I?
No.
No, that one was false.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
There you go. You know your isms.
Yeah.
Hey, this month is the month that we're going to say goodbye to Claudia Winkleman on Radio 2.
And I think everyone will be
No, they won't.
They will. They'll throw see you party.
No. Ramesh is going to be taking over. And yeah, he is.
The funniest man alive.
Very, very
funny. He's going to be amazing.
Yeah. It will be brilliant, but we will miss
you. We will
you.
Miss you.
I love
you. We really
your
will
show.
Miss you.
It's really brilliant.
What I really missed was just when people text in about something random, like,
my favorite.
I've seen a cat on a fence, and then the whole show is about a cat on a fence.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Do you think you'll miss that?
I'll miss the listeners, because also what's so lovely about radio is it's immediate.
Yes.
So I can say something. I once, when I sneeze, it comes from my dad. He sneezed once so hard he dislocated his knee. When I sneezed and I couldn't help myself and I was like, morning, welcome. And all of these lovely, Stephen in Halifax, I'd like to mention. Betty, I'd like to mention. Like every week, I feel like we're a bit of a gang.
Yeah.
And they were like, what you want to do is this. And what you, and...
I love that.
Yeah, that's my favourite bit.
We get that here.
Yeah.
But it's the immediacy.
It's the immediacy.
It?
Yeah.
Honestly, the moments I've cried at radio are when people have left. Like when Terry Wogan said goodbye.
Oh,
when, you know, yeah, you, well, maybe not you, but no.
Did you always want to do telly and radio when you were little, when you were growing up?
No.
No?
I wanted to be an art historian. I went to work in a gallery and it was quiet and very slow. And I was like, guys... guys, what are we doing? And somebody leant over and said, somebody's coming in next Wednesday afternoon. And I lasted 4 days. I went back home. I was like, get me out. And a friend of mine from university, a man called Andy Auerbach, then went and worked at a production company called Planet 24. And in telly, you know, lots of people say, go find me some unknowns. And he phoned 30 of us and we were like, we don't want to do telly. He was like, please, for my job, just come and pretend. So we had to go down, look down a lens, talk about what we liked, what we didn't like. Yeah. And then I got a call 6 months later.
Yeah. Oh my God. And now the shows are really... chef's kiss.
They're phenomenal.
Are. You're actually like my career pinup because you've got like Radio 2, really nice. Strictly, Saturday Night TV, really nice. Piano, a show with heart about creativity and bringing communities together. Traitors, which is the best reality show ever done.
Definitely.
I mean, it's pretty good, isn't
it? I'm super lucky. Yeah, but let's not I mean, it's all going to be over, but even by the time this goes out... No, it might. I don't think... Number one, I feel incredibly lucky. Mm-hmm. Like, how did that even happen?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But you also can never assume that it's just going to last. Mm-hmm. And I just think you have to be very grateful. And if it ends tomorrow, yeah. I've had an amazing run. Yeah. Thank you for having me. Night-night.
That's you being absolutely genuine. Because we've had this conversation many a time that you've said, you know, if it finishes tomorrow, it's been a blast, but I'm not stupid. I'll do something else. And, you know, and you never take it for granted.
You can't take it
And you're
it for
very
granted.
Uncelebrity like that. That's what I love about you. Yeah. There's nothing of your family on Instagram. It's just work. And that's it. Mm. And I imagine your best time is just sitting at home with the slippers, with a child licking their face and
there
a dog.
You go.
Yeah, there you go. That's
there you go. That's all I want to do. So I'm grateful to the work. Uh-huh. It's lovely when it's going well, but it might not always go well.
Yeah. I wanted to go back to some of the shows that you presented.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Which I just need a quick top line on what the hell it was. God's Gift.
Okay. I'm in a studio in Manchester. There are 100 kids in there. Not kids, they're like in late teens, early 20s. I can't remember. And then I think there's somebody on a podium and they have to get behind the person they like the most.
Yes, I remember.
And I took over from Davina.
Pajama party.
I was a sidekick of Katie Puckrick, who's hilarious and brilliant. And it was like a magazine show, but everybody had to wear pajamas.
Oh, I think I remember this as well.
Was it before you were born?
No, I remember this. Tricky.
Yes, it was a dragon. That's all I remember. There was a dragon. And I think...
What, just you and a dragon?
No, you and a dragon.
Who are those people who get up? Five.
Oh,
it's the best song of all time.
Everybody get up, sing it. One, two.
And they came. Yeah. And I was with the pretend dragon. Yeah. That's all I remember.
Okay, bring that one back.
Yeah.
Really good. Let's talk about Strictly, please.
I love it.
You can tell you love it.
What I love about Strictly, and this is going to make everyone feel nauseous, but it is true life, is that everybody who works there has worked there 4 years, so we are a proper gang, and it's a show, no offence, completely run by women. Oh. So the director, BAFTA award-winning woman, the exec producer, a woman, our commissioning editor, a woman. There are men there, and they are obviously excellent, but it is... And we've all been through all kinds of things together, whether births or meeting someone or breaking up with someone. Or so Strictly feels... I know it's a show on the telly, but it does feel like family.
I love a massive crew on something. But we want to know what happens backstage. Like, what is life like for you backstage? Talk me through, like, your dressing room. Because when I did X Factor, Simon Cowell had a proper bougie dressing room and it'd be decorated and it'd be done, you know, like someone's really lovely apartment.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no.
Do you have that?
No. We're in Elstree. I mean, it's lovely. Elstree is lovely, I should say. And they've just given the dressing rooms a bit of a zhuzh.
Oh,
a zhuzh.
Yeah,
lovely.
I've got a chair that's got a new peacock fabric on it.
Very nice, very nice.
Embrace it. Yeah. And Tess is next door. Uh-huh. And every year, the girl who does my clothes is hilarious and brilliant, called Sinead. We will have a theme. So we've done Anita Dobson. 1 year, I put blonde bits in my hair. It was Andre Agassi. 2 years ago, it was Elvis. So we got Elvis curtains.
Oh, my God.
So we'll get cutouts. This year, it was snooker. So we had Steve Davis face masks. Just stuck quite badly. Otherwise, I mean, nobody spends more than £5 on it. But it's like... It's a nod.
It's a nod. And I guess you're there, when are you there? Like Friday?
All Friday and all Saturday.
All Friday or Saturday. So you want to make it feel like, you know.
Yeah, and also everybody who works there is so lovely. Mm-hmm. It is full of snacks. When I say it's full of snacks, a beef hula hoop, hello. like 40 bags.
Yeah.
Which I'll get through, like you do with donuts. Thank you. I don't even take the wrappers off. I'm done. And sweets and chocolates. And we have a lovely time.
And does everyone like sort of, is there time on a live TV show? I imagine everyone like hangs out, goes
into the dressing. Oh,
yeah,
we hang out.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, yeah.
And do your family and friends all want to come as well? No? No?
My son, about 4 years ago, he went, Mum, you have got to stop doing.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, you have got to stop. God love him. He didn't really understand. He was like, could you just work on Match of the Day, Mum? I was like, I can't spell football. That's how it works. And he went, but you also don't ballroom dance. I was like, fair point. Fair point.
That's true. That is true.
Thank you, Jake. No, we hang out. And I quite like going in and just having a chat with Tess.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Having a little gossip before, Hey, don't you think Anne should do it?
But I think it's more than anything else
don't
in the
think?
Whole world. Yeah.
She's been badgering me for years.
I have been badgering her.
Come on, why not?
Occasionally, I think I might. We'll
do
see.
Do you?
I think she'd be amazing.
That was quite a strictly nice. Oh.
Yeah. You know, lots of people say, I want to do it because I want to feel good about myself and I want to learn a new skill. And they were like, but not with people watching. And we're like, okay, well, we'll get back to you on that bit.
I think you should do it this year.
Well, I told you what Neil said that time. Yeah. I think I said it when you and our mutual friend was bantering me. He goes, come on, Claudia says you should do it. And, you know, and we were all at his house talking about it. And Neil, he doesn't really watch TV at all, doesn't really know Strictly, whatever, he just knows it's a show. And he goes, well, come on, I'll do it with you. And I looked at him and I went, Neil, I said, in so many respects, that is the loveliest thing a husband can say to a wife.
That's the sweetest thing.
That's so kind. I said, but it's not the premise of the show.
I love that. Graziano, no problem. Yeah, yeah. Neil is here. They're going to start with a passer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's done it. He has done ballroom dancing,
has
Neil.
He?
And he's let's make an exception this year.
Come on.
Neil's take him to the floor, Neil and Anne. Yeah. They are. Just let him freestyle.
And then Tess goes, Craig?
We want to talk about Traitors.
It's just a genius show.
They asked me to do it like 3 years, 4 years ago, and I was like, no, because of the licking of the eyebrows and because of my innate laziness, I was like, I'm really sorry I can't go to Scotland for 3.5 weeks, but thank you so much for thinking of me.
Yeah.
And why didn't you ask the following people? Thank you. Right. And they said, just before you say definite no, can we just send you the tapes of the Dutch version? And I was like, yeah, okay, I really won't get around to it. And then 4 days later, have you watched it yet? I was like, no, I am napping. And then I watched all 12 in one sitting, which Angela will tell you is major because I have to be, I'm asleep at 9. And I was like, cannot come to bed. And then, and I texted my boss at the BBC, Kate, and I said, I'll book my own train.
I'm coming.
I'm coming. I'm going to Inverness. So the game is exceptional, but also the people who make it are exceptional.
Yeah.
I imagine it's how people feel about the football.
Mm. And they all gather.
Like they're like, oh, are you watching tonight? Like, oh, wow, what about that play?
Yeah.
And things like that. Like, and then you've
got... What aren't you doing Match of the Day?
But like, it's that show that everyone talks about the next day.
That's why it's good. It's like the World Cup's on when it's on.
But we're so lucky because Series 1, when it did well... I mean, I promise you that I phoned my husband in Series 1. He was like, how's it going, babe? And I said, well... I'm holding some red leather gloves. Mm. I've got some ceremonial pouches. People are talking about getting murdered. I think it's over. I think, but I've had a nice time.
Yeah.
So when it did well, it winded us. I mean, Sarah, my boss, who's my producer, we were overwhelmed. Yeah. Then you go off and make Series 2.
And did you think when you were doing Series 2, did you think, oh, this is quite juicy? Or do you have no idea? Because I imagine you're filming for, you know... hours longer than we're seeing.
There was a round table where two traitors go up against each other where I came out and I was physically shaking.
I bet, yeah. But what's clever about Series 2, because, you know, Series 1, all the tasks, you know, I used to, because I'd watch it late at night and I'd skip through a bit of that because I'm like, actually, I just want to get to the round table because that's where it's Lord of the Flies and,
that's so
you know,
chefy
it's all
of you.
That. No, but it is. Like, but that's the genius. But the genius of Series 2 is they're even better. How they've done that is astounding.
They are outstanding.
That is mission unbelievable.
The missions are really important. I think you can learn a lot from your fellow players.
People,
but it's very important for them. I know this sounds ridiculous. You know, when you read, this is what you should do for your head, is they have to run around outside and they have to take their mind off the game.
Yeah, it's good.
Genuinely for their...
mental health.
Yeah, for their mental health and just for how they feel about the whole thing. Because otherwise, they sit and they go round and they go round.
The task must take them out of it,
Everybody tells you all your life, especially as women, trust your gut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry, you trust your gut. Mm. Whether you should go out with him or whether she should be your friend or whether you should go out with her or whatever. Should you get this flat? Should you rent it? Just trust your gut. Mm. And the traitors throws that out the window.
Yeah.
I love when they
say... your gut knows nothing.
I love when they say things like, the evidence shows. It's like, no evidence. No, no evidence.
No.
But
no
it's evidence. The people who can charm and it's the salesman.
It's charm.
How do you think you'd get on it, Ange?
You know what? I was actually thinking that last night. I was thinking, God, if I'd be on Traitors, I'd be on Traitors before Strictly. Oh, a traitor, without doubt. Are you kidding me?
I think the pressure of being a traitor would send me under. Because it's not like one day, it's like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Harry was unbelievable on it. Because when it started, I was like, oh,
yeah, of course.
He's going to be rubbish at this. never seen anything like it. I'll never trust anyone ever again.
Do you know what I love about Harry? He was really clever at playing stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you love the spellings at the round table when they turn over the board?
Love the spellings. Love the spellings. I love when they vote someone out as well and do a kiss.
Yeah.
If you've not watched Traitors yet, is available Series 1 and Series 2 on iPlayer.
Yeah.
It's the best. It really, really is the best. We have loads of questions that we want to know about Traitors.
Please.
Where do they all stay at night?
In different hotels. Very important. So nobody...
They can't confer.
No. The amazing thing about that castle is if you leave the castle, it goes... There are so many tributaries. Mm-hmm. Mm. So everybody is man-marked. They have somebody who is looking after them. And when they leave the castle, they don't see each other until they arrive at breakfast.
Are they allowed their phones?
No.
No. For the entire time?
The entire time.
Oh, my God. I would not do it.
Not count for 10 minutes.
What time... Do they go to bed? Like, once you finish the night and the bong goes, what time is that, roughly?
Probably midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it gets dark. We're so far north, it gets dark incredibly late. Oh, so you're filming till really late.
Okay. Yeah. And then what time's breakfast?
Okay.
I just want to know these things.
Maybe 9-ish.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like the croissants don't look great.
No.
They don't do that, because me and my friend Jills was like, oh, I love the Traitors breakfast. I was like, I don't know.
You look in detail. Yeah. Some of it is really delicious.
Yeah, okay.
The hard cheeses.
Oh, yeah, I love a hard cheese breakfast, yeah. Also, we want to know, when the Traitors go and meet in the turret, how do they facilitate getting them out, getting them in? Because
I tell you honestly, there is no way they can bump into anyone. So everybody leaves, including the Traitors.
Uh-huh. Oh, and then they're brought back.
And then they're brought back about an hour later. The star is the game.
Yeah.
And the game needs... So it's not about, I'm quite tired. Have another bag of beef hula hoops, guys.
We're
waiting. And then they
all go together.
I want it to be on... Forever and ever. We thought we could do Traitors v Faithfuls dish edition. We have a few favourite dishes here. Angela and Claudia, we need you to tell us if they're giving traitor or faithful energy.
Is this quick fire?
Yes. It can be. Egg and chips.
I think could be quite a filthy traitor.
Really? Oh, I'd say faithful. That feels quite a caring dish.
Yeah. Steak tartare.
Traitorish.
Traitor. Very traitor, yeah. What about a curry?
That's a faithful being asked to be a traitor.
I think it's a faithful who is then brought in.
Yeah, exactly.
Recruited. Yeah. Okay. Mac and cheese.
Faithful.
Yeah, definitely. Faithful. Yeah.
Sushi?
Faithful, I'd say. Yeah. I think faithful.
Yeah. Something about it, yeah.
Mm. Feels kind.
Yeah, kind. Haggis.
Oh, traitor.
Traitor. Yeah, big time. We come to the end of the show question, where a question or a challenge is given by the production team to our guest. So your challenge is removing a question from something. If you choose to remove the question, the Waitrose goodie bag is yours and you get to take it home.
I have to remove a question?
Yeah.
Okay. It will be self-explanatory when you see.
You're not bringing a spider out, are you?
No.
So what we have here is some jelly, as we discussed at the start of this podcast. Claudia
wobbly
does not
food.
Like wobbly food. It's actually sending me, the wobble level is...
Too much.
It's high. Look, I'd never really thought, but...
No, that's disgusting.
The shake on it. Jelly's disgusting.
It is. No.
We'll give you gloves, Claude.
I'll tell you what.
You can't say no.
What? Yeah. I've said no.
As you said no.
What do I win?
A goodie bag.
A goodie bag.
I keep it.
Yeah. Can't tempt you.
I know that you've done this and you're excited and you've got gloves.
But no.
I'll buy my own bread.
Yeah, you're a woman of principle.
Let's cover it.
Yeah,
I don't want to see it.
There you go.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you.
A woman of integrity.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
She wasn't saying she didn't like wobbly things to be flippant. It was hard fact.
Yes.
Hard fact. We will, of course, give you the Waitrose goodie bag.
Thank you. I've had a lovely time.
A round of applause for Claudia.
Thank you.
Thank you, Claudia.
Thank
you. Coming up next week, we are going to be joined by Jay Blades.
I always think if your industry's done good by you, you should give something back. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at you. You're a nice person.
I know.
Let's go over to Nick.
Yes, Nick. What have you done?
Mom, I'm just asking. I think it's coming.
is your chariot coming?
I think it's coming. Yeah, I think it's coming.
Details of all the delicious meals I've cooked on Dish can be found at waitrose.com/dishrecipes.
All the links are in our show notes.
If you have a dilemma in the kitchen or just generally in life, why not email Angela, dish@waitrose.co.uk. I am a virtual assistant. I will read the email. She shall answer it.
Dish is an SE Creative Studio production.
Waitrose. Food to feel good about.